Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Hello, Christians. I'm going to go into the book of Ezekiel. And even though Ezekiel is in the Old Testament, we read it now through the eyes of Jesus Christ, the New Testament. And let's begin. Ezekiel 33, verse 24. Son of man, this is the Lord speaking. It says in verse 23, then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, they that inhabit those wastes of the land of Israel speak, saying, Abraham was one, and he inherited the land. But we are many. The land is given to us for an inheritance. Wherefore say unto them, thus says the Lord God, you eat with the blood, and you lift up your eyes toward your idols, and you shed blood. And shall you possess the land? You know, us as Christians, we're the true Jews now. The true Christians are those who have their hearts now circumcised. And it's more than just lip service. If we have idols in our life, as he said here, you eat with the blood and you lift up your eyes towards your idols and you shed blood. Shall you possess the land? The objective is to possess the land spiritually. Jesus Christ sets you free so you can literally lead and live your life. Before Jesus Christ comes into your life, to be honest, the devil is running the land. The devil is calling the shots. You think you are, but you're not. You're a puppet to your human nature, which is the nature of Satan. What's in it for you? Everything in this world that we see, taste, touch, hear, smell, is the world that's going to pass and the world that's going to die, and it's not our Lord and Savior's kingdom. No, not at all. This kingdom will die. This kingdom will burn. This kingdom will pass away. You literally become a new citizen when you become a Christian. And God here is talking to his people. I'll read it again. Wherefore says unto them, thus says the Lord God, you eat with the blood and you lift up your eyes toward your idols and you shed blood. Shall you possess the land? You stand upon your sword. You work abomination. And you defile everyone his neighbor's wife, shall you possess the land? Are you going to call yourself a Christian and commit adultery? And you know, spiritual adultery is adultery with the world. We're supposed to be married to Jesus. We take on the mind of Christ. But if all we're in love with is materialism, if all we're in love with is our reputation, if all we're in love with is our family, things, versus being totally sold out to our Creator, we are, in fact, adulteresses. Yes, an adulterer is actually married to somebody, but they cheat on him. They're hypocrites. They do things secretly. People, we don't want to be adulterers against our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're his bride. We don't want to make idols, materialistic idols, like I said, idols out of our reputation, idols out of our situations. There's so many idols that Satan is subtly trying to set up that we could fall prey to. And the Lord is warning us here through the book of Ezekiel. Say thou thus unto them, says the Lord God, as I live, surely they that are in the wastes, in other words, ruins, shall fall by the sword. And him that is in the open field will I give to the beasts to be devoured. And they that be in the forts and in the caves shall die of pestilence. And he's actually talking to his chosen people here. He's talking to the people of Israel. And God has had it with their disobedience. And this is you and I now. If you've been reborn, you never arrive. No, when you say you've arrived, you've hit it. You've made it. And the Lord tells us to beware of that. Even Paul warned. He says, don't think you've arrived. Fight the good fight of faith every day. Every day you need fresh manna. Every day is the day of salvation. Every day you have an enemy trying to kill, steal, and destroy and devour you. And God is talking to the people of Israel here. I'll read this again. Say thou thus unto them, says the Lord God, as I live, surely they that are in the ruins shall fall by the sword. And in those days, it was a physical sword. Today, it's the word of God. The word of God is a sword. The word of God cuts down into your heart and your spirit. Let the word of God work. And when there is a famine in the land, people don't want to hear this message I'm saying. They roll their eyes. But if you're a true Christian and you know your soul depends on this, you know you could die at any minute and be before the Lord Jesus Christ to be judged. If you know this is all about getting your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life, you know you take it serious. So he says three things here. Shall give waste and ruin in the open field. Will I give them to the beasts to be devoured? You know, when you're in an open field, the enemy can see you. There's nowhere to hide. And we have to be able to hide in Jesus. We have to hide in his word. And then we have the Holy Spirit to convict us and teach us. And now we have to hide in obedience. But when it's an open field, and the Lord says that the wild beasts, you're a target. You're a target. And who are the wild beasts now? Satan. The unclean spirits, the evil spirits, the invisible realm wants to kill, steal, and destroy. The invisible realm came to Jesus in the wilderness to be tempted. Yes, the invisible realm was even in the synagogues when Jesus would preach and his spirits would scream, leave us alone. The invisible realm were the different individuals that said, hey, my daughter or my son has devils. Jesus, please come and deliver them. This is the invisible realm with the wild beasts. The Lord says, for I will lay the land most desolate, and the pomp of her strength shall cease, and the mountains of Israel shall be desolate, that none shall pass through. The Lord says, I resist the proud and gives my grace to the humble. He resists those that think they've arrived. He resists those that think they're better than anybody else. You are nothing outside of what Jesus Christ did for you at that cross. This is again what he says, for I will lay the land most desolate. Everything that you put your trust in, he's going to destroy. And the pomp, you know what the pomp people are? The pomp are prideful people that have their nose way up in the air, that think there's something special. Those are the pomp. Forget about being a pomp. I want grace. I want God's grace. I want God's mercy. When my head hits the pillow at night, Lord, give me grace. Give me mercy. I don't want to say the prayer of the Pharisees that says, oh, thank you, Lord, that I'm not like this person. Or thank you, Lord, that I'm not like this person. The Lord told us that's the prayer of a Pharisee, somebody that's already arrived. No, you know, we basically arrive on one day. Today is the day of rest that the Lord gives us. We're to be baptized today. Today's a day of salvation. We're to eat his bread daily. Today we need it. There's no other certain day, gang. There's no other holidays, feast days, solemn days. Wherever you are right now, today is your day. Today is the acceptable day of the Lord. Lord says, for I will lay the land most desolate, the pomp of her strength shall cease, and the mountains of Israel shall be desolate, that none shall pass through. Then shall they know that I am the Lord when I have laid the land most desolate because of all their abominations which they have committed. You know, that's how the Lord gets our attention. That's how the Lord humbles us. But we shouldn't have to get to that point, gang. We should lay our life down. We should deny ourselves. Not wait till the Lord has to intervene and knock you down with a headache or a heartache or destroy things, whatever it might be. He'll do whatever it takes to get your attention. It's called love. It's called love. Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear the words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goes against their covetousness. He's talking now even about the children and the innocent ones. They're trying to reach God. They're trying to say, hey, come, let's listen to the Lord. Hey, come, listen, grab this tape or listen to this show or hear this podcast. Oh, let's go listen to this beautiful music. Gang, this is a walk of obedience. Remember, Jesus Christ died on a cross to set the Holy Spirit free, to give you a conviction, to pull your feet, Psalm 40, out of the miry clay and to put them on the rock. This is a walk, people. It's not a warm fuzzy. It's a walk. And the Lord is warning us here. And they come unto thee as people come, and they sit before thee as my people. And they hear the words, but they will not do them. This is a do. Love is a do. Forgiveness is a do. Denying yourself is a do. Choosing the Lord over your sensuality is a do. Dying to the flesh is a do. These aren't works. They're actions that follow your faith. They're called fruit. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that has a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument, for they hear your words, but they do not do them. And when this cometh to pass, lo, and it will come, then shall they know that a prophet has been among them. See, eventually the word of God gets the last laugh, gang. Don't wait. Don't wait. And if you're backslidden, jump right back in. If you felt yourself go backwards, go right back in. Fight the good fight of faith. Endure to the end to be saved. Put up the shield of faith. Take every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. He's come to set the captives free. We fight not flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. Today is the day of salvation. Gang, the Lord is there. He died for you. And just like we're reading in the Old Testament here, nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed is now it's spiritual. Now it's spiritual. Instead of a metal sword, the sword is the word of God. Instead of beasts of the field, the beasts are the demonic entities. And just like God's word is a sword, that's what we have to fight with now. But do it. Choose to do righteousness. Just do not be a hearer of the word, but be a doer. It's an action word, gang. And God bless you. Trust in the Lord. Stay in the good fight of faith. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.